Joining me live in studio is Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and the monthly update from the Sheriff's Office. Captain Andrews, we were just talking about how fast summer times go here in Lincoln County, and here we are, middle of September already.
So, yeah, it seems ready or not. Crazy. That's already, we're through the summer and already marching head into the fall. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy how fast time flies.
What was the summer like at the Sheriff's Department? I know it's been the last couple of years we've talked about how there hasn't been a slow season in the wintertime. It just keeps steady. Was this summer pretty busy for you guys?
Yeah, pretty busy, just like every other summer here in the last few years. I remember when I started back in the early 90s, you'd get that lull season, you know, in the winter months, and now you just don't see that, you know, the increase in population. It's we're busy full time now.
Well, a couple cases to bring up this morning. This one happened about a month ago in early August. There was this stabbing incident that occurred in Alpine, and it looked like a number of people involved that were believed to be undocumented immigrants, and there was some arrest warrants issued. What's the latest on this case? Maybe refresh our memories first to what happened, and then give us the latest info on it.
Yeah, so we had, back in August, early August, we had an incident up in Alpine where, you know, we had a stabbing case. We've done all the investigative work on that. It's been affidavits been filed, arrest warrants been issued, like you said, and you know, we're just trying to locate these individuals. We don't believe they're in the area anymore. Possibly out of state, out of country, and so we're just following up on some leads of where possibly they could be. We got some things in the works with that, so we're just kind of hoping we can track them down so we get that case prosecuted.
Yeah, so no arrests have been made. They're still out there.
No arrests been made. Yep, just still hoping to track them down and bring them to court.
Okay, and they're believed to be from Mexico, right?
Yes, that's correct. So we believe that they have fled back into Mexico, but you know, we're still following up on some leads and getting some DCI is going to help us with a couple things. So it's kind of where we're at. We're hoping to, you know, generate some leads and hopefully get them back here to face those charges.
It was kind of an interesting situation because it turned up there were some marijuana involved and some drug charges and that thing as well, if I remember correctly. But there was actually, it happened in an apartment complex, and remind me how it all went down. Someone tried to stop them as they were leaving, and they ran through the vehicle and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy how it was kind of convoluted how, you know, how everything came to pass. But, you know, by the time we got there and got it all figured out, those two had fled, and, you know, they've been on the run ever since.
Okay. It's Captain Brian Andrews this morning in studio. Any other cases of note this morning, Captain?
No, we're just, you know, it's just little things here and there. You know, DUI arrests, and we're still getting domestics and thefts and, you know, our regular drug stuff that we do around here. But, yeah, we're staying busy.
It's school time, of course. School started a number of weeks ago. Remind us the school bus rules, if you will, and when you need to stop for those red lights.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, we've got school full-blown school in session again, and it seems like every year we have a lot of red light violations, especially now we have that five-lane down in between Etna and Alpine now. And, you know, even though there's a turn lane, you still have to stop. Can't pass the school bus even though there's a turn lane and you think there's enough room you can pass. That's not the case. You need to stop when the red lights come on and not move until the red lights go off and the bus is in full motion.
So even if you're driving opposite directions of the bus?
That's correct. Yeah, everybody needs to stop. There's no barriers out there, so everybody needs to stop, you know, even if there's a turn lane in place.
All right. So
both directions.
You have, of course, the five-lane just outside of Afton as well on the south side. And
that's correct. And, you know, some things we've been doing in the last little bit is we tried to follow some of these buses in between our call volumes and different things. We're trying to follow bus routes, trying to make the kids safe. You know, we don't want any accidents out there involving, you know, kids and stuff. So, we're really focused on following buses if we have time to do that. So that's some of the things we're doing, you know, trying to help the bus routes out.
All right. So if the bus has stopped, you stopped. Doesn't Absolutely. Matter where you're at.
That's right.
Fair Correct. Enough. Captain Brian Andrews in studio this morning. Captain Andrews, appreciate the update as always. Anything we missed?
Nope, I think that's it. You know, I'm just going to plug in there because I'm big on highway safety. You know, give yourself time to get where you're going. It's going to be winter before we know it, and it's going to be that time, and everybody seems like they... So I'll plug that right now. You know, winter's coming. Slow down. Give yourself time to get places.
You just had to, didn't you?
I did.
No, it's a good reminder. Appreciate it. Captain Brian Andrews this morning in studio. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.